Welcome back to the High School Life Podcast, everybody. My name is Carter Chase.
And my name is Lewis Smith.
And we're here to bring you a different perspective on life. Today, it's a pretty big episode, honestly.
Yeah, I'm so hyped for this episode. So hyped. It's going to be awesome. Carter, do you want to tell us a little bit about what we're doing?
Okay, if you don't know who he is, his name is Dallin Drake. I'll pretty much let him introduce himself. He has like 740K on TikTok. Man, I don't know how we landed this interview, honestly. But let's just get right into the episode. We started off by having him introduce himself, so take it away.
I'm from Utah. Originally, I'm actually from California, but I moved here to Utah. I've lived mostly in California, but I mean, I would say Utah is a little bit better because I mean, we have snow, so that's pretty cool. Hobbies I have are, I like taking pictures, doing videography things. Haven't really done a lot of videography stuff because my laptop freaking sucks. That's pretty much all of my hobbies. Like, I can't really do much right now. I just work most of the time.
Cool. So, what got you interested in photography?
Sorry, what was the question?
What made you interested in photography and taking pictures?
So my mom actually got me into it. She bought like this super expensive camera, and I started with just this dinky little guy, and me and her just would go out and take pictures together all the time. And then in like fifth grade, I entered into my very first like competition thing. And my mom bought me, well, she gave me her old one, her old nice camera. And so it's just been kind of like a progressive like thing for me. Like I've just loved it since I was a kid.
Awesome. We looked at some of your pictures you took. Was it on Instagram?
Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet, dude. They're
yeah, awesome. Dude. Those pictures took hours.
So you mentioned you live in California. What part of California?
Oceanside.
Oh, sweet. Oh, that's cool. I love going there. That's a sweet place to visit. Do you like Utah or California more to live in?
To be honest, I like Utah more. There's a lot less like tourists. The only thing I don't like about Utah is people just don't know how to drive here.
That's funny. That's what everyone says when they like either visit Utah or move to Utah.
Well, because like everybody in California drives with a purpose. Like they have somewhere to go and they drive the speed limit. Everybody here, it seems like they're just like on a leisurely stroll, and it's just like, okay, learn how to drive. And especially when it snows, it's like everyone literally forgot how to drive. Like I'm from California and I'm okay to drive in the snow, but like half these people that I'm passing by, I'm pretty sure they've lived in Utah the majority of their life, and they're driving like 25 in a 50, and it's like, okay, like move it. Like
So what got you wanting to move to Utah in the first place?
It wasn't like really my choice. It was more my parents. I wanted to stay in California if I could. But there was so much COVID crap going on there that I lost my job, and I was like, what's the point? Like, I'll just come with my parents and see if I can get a job here, make some money, and if the opportunity arises, I'll move back. But cool. I mean, I like it. I mean, I'm not disappointed or anything. Like, I'm not bummed.
Yeah. So I've got two questions to ask you about what you just said. So it sounds like you moved to, did you move to Utah recently then?
Like kind of around when I started TikTok back in March, April.
Okay. Wow. So you've only been on TikTok for that long?
Yeah. For like 8 months or so, nine, however long it is.
Wow. And you have a lot of followers.
Yeah, 726K, bro.
Dang. Wow, that's crazy, man.
Wow.
So like, so you have a lot of followers and not like a lot of time pretty much. That's, so we're trying to grow our podcast and, what tips or let's see, what should I say? Yeah. What tips and what did you do to help yourself, grow your TikTok?
I get asked this a lot. And the only thing I can tell you is just don't be fake. Just be yourself. And there's going to be haters. Like I'm dealing right now. I had at 600,000 followers, I finally dealt with my first hater and it sucked. It was not fun, but I mean, I didn't care. Like it's this person's fault. Like that's why TikTok has a thing called not interested. When you hold down on somebody's video, if you don't like me, just do that. I don't really care. Like, and another thing is just don't really worry about what other people are going to say or think about you. Cause that's obviously going to like hold you back a little bit. And you want to just be yourself. Another thing is don't make your videos look like they're scripted. A lot of my videos, I honestly have no idea where they're going at all. I'll just hit record and wing it. And there's sometimes where like I'll get a good idea and I'll like put it in my notes on my phone and stuff. I'll be like, that'd be freaking hilarious. Like that'd be amazing. But I mean, there's rarely do I ever get like an idea and then I like think about it for a while and figure out how I can do it. Rarely do I ever do that. I'll come up, there'll be times where like I'll just scroll through my For You page and just try to like listen to an audio or something and see how I can incorporate it into my TikToks. And the last thing is find something that people will remember you by. So when I first started, I didn't start with the go to bed stuff. I started just making stupid videos. The whole reason why I started TikTok was because quarantine was around and that was all I saw on TikTok was negative things and stuff about quarantine and politics and all that crap. And I wanted to create a page where people could go to get away from that. And look at where it got me now. Like I don't even express my political view or religious belief on that app because it's just like there's so many people that wouldn't like it. I mean, it's kind of hard, I would say, but I mean, nobody else needs to know that except for me. Those are my thoughts. Those are like, that's just me. But yeah, like all these people are talking about how they're starting beef to get clout and stuff like that. It's like, no, just be yourself, be positive. Like,
yeah,
it just comes like it's not the easiest thing at first. You may not think it's working. I didn't think it was working. And then a month later, I went from 1,000 followers to 14K. And I was like, what the frick happened? Like, so
well,
just be yourself that's and have something that people remember you by.
Yeah. That's great for the listeners. Cause our podcast is kind of all about, like just high school students. And there's a lot of struggles people go through in high school.
Yeah.
And just what you said, being yourself and not caring about what other people say is great for listeners to think about when they're going through high school and just
a teenage. The thing with being in high school and all is you just gotta. You gotta fit in. You gotta try to fit in. But if you're trying too hard to fit in or you're being somebody you're not to fit in, you're not gonna be happy. You're not gonna be happy with yourself. And yeah, school is stressful and all, but you'll get through it. Like I got through it and I never thought I would, but I did. And like, I'm fine. Like I'm doing great. I'm happy. Cause I finally just didn't care what other people thought of me. If I made a fool of myself, I made a fool of myself. So be it. Like I didn't care. And it got me pretty far. Like I was pretty good during high school.
That's great. So you got through high school. What age are you?
I'm 19.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, nice.
That's really cool.
So are you going to college here or?
My parents have been pressuring me to go to college. I kind of want, like, I just, it's something that's in my mind that I want to go do. I just don't know how to like when and where to start. But it's, I mean, I'm glad my parents are pressuring me, because if they weren't there, like, I definitely would not be doing anything to even get close to going to college. And if I do go to college, it's not going to be like for a very long time. I'll probably just like go get like my generals done and that'll be it, just to say that I have it and be good. So.
Yeah. So do you want to pursue a career of like content creation or anything like that?
This, a part of me is like, yes. And the other part of me is no. The yes side would be like, okay, this would be pretty cool. Like I can do TikTok full time. I can do whatever I move on to full time. It'd be cool. But then if I do that full time, I have nothing to fall back onto if it doesn't work out. If I don't pursue content creation as a full-time thing, like I'd be okay with that. Like, I think it would be cool, but at the same time, I'm like, that's a little scary to make that decision. Like I see all of these content creators on TikTok that are like verified and stuff now. And it's like, they're moving to LA on their own and they're just teenagers. And it's like, okay, like what's going to happen if you get like, if TikTok goes under or you start losing followers because you're like, I don't know, you're not relevant anymore. Like, what's going to happen? What are you going to do? And with me, with right now, like, yeah, I'm a content creator, but I live a life outside of that. And I kind of like to have a separate life outside of TikTok and stuff. Like, it's kind of nice. It's because I have like my own private life now, like with everybody else that's moved to LA and done TikTok full time or become a creator full time. It's like their life is like constantly being watched all the time. And they don't ever get to be like free at all, is what it seems like. There's always problems or something or rumors or whatever. And I don't want any part of that. I think that's just stressful and not like who I want to be.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You seem like a humble guy. So how did becoming TikTok famous, I guess you could say, change your day-to-day life?
So normally before I started, when I first started TikTok, I had just barely started at a new job. And we were put into quarantine for 2 weeks because of our boss wanted to be safe about the whole COVID thing. Like, and this is when we barely had any idea like what was happening. And so during that 2 weeks, I was stuck at home and I was scrolling through TikTok and I was like, let's just start it. And it kind of changed. It didn't change at first, but now it's kind of become like an everyday thing for me where right as I get home from work, I'll do what I need to here at home. And then I'll like go upstairs and make TikToks. I've noticed that some things will change. Like I'll spend a lot of time making TikToks for like when I go on vacation or if I do something else. Like, and people won't even know that I'm gone because I've already pre-made TikToks. And so it's just, I'm not saying like it's a burden. It's just sometimes can be like getting in the way and kind of stressful. But at the same time, it just gives you something to do, because I don't think if I didn't have TikTok or like if I didn't have a follow base, I wouldn't be doing anything after work. I'd probably just be sitting at home doing nothing. So it gives me something to do. Like, I'm not bored constantly. So.
So where do you work?
I work for a roofing company. Like, it's just a local business. It's a family friend of ours that owns it, and just work with a bunch of my buds, and we have a lot of fun doing it. It's tough work, but it's a lot of fun.
Cool. So have you worked there ever since you moved to Utah, or have you had previous jobs?
I've had previous jobs for like a little bit, and then I I quit. I worked at Pizza Hut for a while. Sucked. I hated it. But and then after I quit Pizza Hut, I worked for the city for a bit doing like park and recreation stuff. And then after that, I was like, you know, let's try this roofing thing because I got a buddy that's in it. Like, let's see if he'll see if I'll like it. And I've been at it for a year now, so it's been great. Like, it's been really nice.
What's been your favorite job that you've done?
Oh, to be honest with you, I don't think there is a favorite job. It is probably the hardest job I've ever had in my life. It is physically exhausting. But I would have to say one of the best memories I have of this job was on a house. It was up in the mountains somewhere. I don't really remember the town, but it was in the middle of winter. And before we were going to shingle it, we had to shovel off the snow. And when we got up there, there was like 2 feet of snow on the roof.
Oh.
And the snow underneath had melted and then froze. So it was just straight ice. And it was scary, but a lot of fun at the same time, because we broke all of our shovels that we had because the snow was so heavy. And then we got like super hot up there. And this is like in the middle of freaking winter. It is like up in the mountains that day, it was like 15 degrees outside. And all of us are up there without any shirts on because we're sweating. And one of the electricians comes out of the house and he's like, did you all lose a bet or something? And we're like, no, it's just really hot up there. Like, and he thought we were crazy for not wearing any shirts because it was just really hot up there because the freaking snow was heavy. And that was probably one of the best things. And the snow was piled up so high, we didn't even have to use a ladder to get up on the roof. Like, we could just jump on the snow pile and get up on the roof. It was easy.
Yeah, that's what memories are made out of, hard times and
like
struggles and stuff. So like, that's what I think listeners need to know is like, you're not gonna have that many memories just sitting in the basement playing the PS4 or anything. Like,
facts.
You know, try stuff to like get those memories, because
yeah,
I can think of my childhood at least, and I remember the times that we ride our bikes to the store and someone gets a flat tire or someone falls down in the mud, not the times that we spent.
Oh yeah, dude, I remember going to the emergency room on my birthday because I crashed my freaking brand new bike that I got.
Oh man.
That's like, that day's gonna live on in my head forever. It was amazing.
I have a question about TikTok.
Got it.
I just thought about this. It
okay.
Intrigued me. How many notifications from TikTok do you think you get a day?
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. So let's go back a little bit to when I first started TikTok and I had my very first video blow up. All right. So my very first video that blew up was me telling people to go to bed. When I first posted that video, I had my TikTok notifications. They were on. My phone would buzz when I got one or ding or whatever. And when I posted that video, I put my phone down. I only posted one. I put my phone down and I went to bed. 3 o'clock in the morning rolls around and I'm woken up. 3 o'clock, 3:20-ish, whatever, rolls around and I'm woken up by my phone buzzing like crazy. And I'm like, who is calling me at 3 in the morning? Like, what is that? And so I like roll over and I go to look at my phone to see who's calling me and no one is calling. Like, my phone was black. So like, I was like, okay, I'll just turn the ringer on to see if anybody needs to get a hold of me, because if they really need to get a hold of me, they'll call again. So I left it there, rolled back over, went to go fall asleep, and my phone just ding, 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 ding. And I was like, okay, all right. So I like rolled over, looked at it, and I had like there was too many notifications. It just said 99 notifications from TikTok. So I immediately went on to TikTok, and that video had like 1.3 million views. And I was like, what the crap? Like, I'm sitting there 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, how did this even happen? Like, I'm literally just telling people to go to bed. What the frick? And I immediately turned off my notifications, and I didn't look at the rest of it. And I just went to bed. I woke up the next morning, and there were 99 plus notifications in my thing. And that night I went to bed with 2,000 some followers. The next morning I woke up and I had 20, like, I think I had like 23K from that one video.
Wow, that's crazy.
And I was just mind blown. I was like, what the crap happened? So I immediately, because I told my brother about my TikTok when I first saw it. I was like, dude, look at how funny this is. Look at how freaking hilarious I am. Like, I just made this TikTok. It's so funny. And he saw it, and he thought it was funny. So he followed me, and I called him, and I was like, dude, have you seen my TikTok? And he's like, no. I was like, go look at it while you're on the phone with me right now. And he's like, okay. So he's like, I could hear him like open it up on his phone. He's like, dude, holy crap. And I was like, I know. I don't know what the freak happened, but I have 23,000 followers now. He's like, that's awesome, dude. You're going viral. And I was like, okay, like, what do I keep doing? He's like, just keep telling people to go to bed. It obviously works. So I was like, let's do it. Like, and then I kept doing it. And then those were like the videos that just kept blowing up. And then I could normally keep up with my notifications. They're pretty easy to keep up with, but like, you think like 23,000 people is like, yeah, it's 23,000, but like, there's people on here that have like 100 million to like 80 million. And it's just like, how the frick do you keep up with that? And my goal was like, okay, I'm going to try to keep up with everybody. Like, even if I don't make it, like, that was my goal at first. I was like, I'm going to keep up with all my followers that I have. Like, that'd be so freaking legit. And then like, I wake up and I'm like, okay, I can't keep track of 23,000 people. That's going to be hard. But like, I responded to comments and stuff like that. I was able to keep up with the notifications. And then a week later after that, I posted another video of me saying good morning, like telling people what's up, like welcome to another day. Like, you made it, congratulations. And, that video has, I think now I'm still getting likes on it. And it was like 6 months ago that I posted that video, and I'm still getting views on it. That video, I think now when I last look, has 6.8 million. And I was like, I'm literally just like, I'm not even doing anything. Like, I'm literally just pushing record and hoping and praying that something comes to my head and I can just say it. So after that video, it started to become a struggle for me to keep up with the comments. I was like, oh, okay, like, this is nuts. Like, the notifications are going crazy. And then 4 months ago, I hit 100,000. And I was like, I made it. I've got 100,000 people that follow me. That's legit. Like, I freaking did it. And I was stuck at 100,000 for a really long time, in between 100,000 and 200,000. I was stuck at it for like a good month. And it was a big milestone for me. I was like, I'm so freaking proud of myself. And then after that, in 2 months' time, this is when I started to lose track of the notifications, and I actually had to like turn off all notifications for TikTok, because I kept on the notifications for mentions and comments, because I just wanted to see who was like mentioning me in a video so I could like go to their stuff and see. But I had to turn them off after I passed 100,000. In the span of 2 months, I went from 100,000 to 400,000. And that's when I was like, okay, what is happening? I got to stop for a second, just breathe. And so that's when I just kind of stopped trying to keep up with the notifications. As much as I want to keep up with the notifications and like see people and notice people, it is emotionally draining, and it's not the easiest, but it's a lot of fun trying to keep up with them, because like, to be honest, like the main thing I try to keep up with is comments, because they're hilarious. TikTok would not be TikTok without the comments.
Yeah.
So, I try my best to do that. And the one thing that I don't think a lot of people understand nowadays is like, when you comment, when people go and comment on a video like, oh, I'm first. Oh, I bet he won't reply. Or I bet this, or like $20, he won't reply. Like, I bet you a cookie, he won't reply. Like, what is that? Yeah. Like, of course, like, no, I'm not going to reply to that, because like, I reply to things that catch my eye. And things that are funny. For example, I mean, like, this is somebody that said they were first, but, or like they were early or whatever, but it was hilarious. They were like, I posted the video, and within 30 seconds, somebody had commented on it and was like, I'm like more, whatever, like earlier than a white family is to an airport. And I was like, that was pretty good. So I responded to that. I was like, see, why can't you guys be like this? Like, don't just tell me you're first, like come up with something funny. But there's a certain like moment where you get like super frustrated with people. It's like, hey, you're first on a video, and this is your moment where the creator could actually see you, and the only thing you can think of is saying is first. Are you kidding me? Like, if I was first on a video like this, I would definitely be like, yo, like, what's up? I just made it. Like, I'm here. Like, I'm the top of the world, dude. Like, or say like something funny, like a dad joke or something. I don't know. Just like give something, the creators, something to read. Cause a lot of people are like, creators don't read their comments. Oh yeah, they do. Yes, they do. I know. I've read everybody's comments on my most recent videos, everybody's. And a lot of them are a little weird, not gonna lie. But I mean, now I could look at TikTok and open up my notifications and see that I have like 99 plus, and then I'll be scrolling through TikTok for like, I'll watch one video on TikTok and I'll have 99 plus again. And so I just won't look at all of them now, because it's just too difficult. And I've gotten to the point now where TikTok won't send you all the notifications because you get too many. So if somebody follows me, like I won't get the notification about it. But if there's like a bunch of people that follow me, I'll get it. I'll get some notifications, but I won't get all of them. I know for a fact I haven't gotten 725,000 follower notifications, because there's no freaking way. Like, I have not. There's a lot of like likes on a video, liked videos that I have, that I notice like it'll send it in groups. So when I post a video, it'll be like, hey, this person and 1,383 people have also liked this video. And it's like, oh, all right, there it is. So it'll send it in groups. So TikTok can't even keep up with the notifications. So, but yeah.
Wow.
Thanks so much for that. That was great.
That was good. I remember, so I tried to make TikToks for a while, but then I'm like, this is my thing. But I remember there was one day where I got like 2,500 views on when I was super excited. It wasn't even that many likes.
Bruh, I remember those days. I freaking remember those days. Those were the best days ever. I'm sitting at home, came up with a good TikTok idea, talking about how like coronavirus is trying to enter my body, but can't because I ate dirt as a kid and my immune system's like amazing. So
funny.
Like, I remember those days, and like I remember watching that video like constantly refreshing, be like, oh, it's got another view, like it went from 300 to 1,000. Oh, look at that, like it's at freaking 4,000 right now, like holy crap. And now like whenever I get 4,000 videos, I'm like, I'm definitely like shadow banned. But I really don't, like, everyone's always complaining about how, oh, I'm shadow banned. Like, no. You're just making content that's not funny or that your followers don't like. So I mean, it's, and I get a lot of people asking me, like, how did you do it? Like, how did you get past TikTok and their algorithm? It's like, dude, their algorithm is easy. Like, people talk about algorithm, they think of like all these numbers and stuff. It's not like that. It's just meaning like what people like or what they like to see. And the algorithm likes people that they can remember by, that they can remember that person by. So, I mean, if anybody wants to start TikTok, just try to come up with something that you are remembered by. But don't take other people's ideas. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's just terrible. That's just me. And if you're going to take somebody else's idea, please give them credit, because it's annoying. But yeah.
Yeah, every day. Sometimes I open TikTok, you're like one of the top at least three on the For You page every day. And I'm like, how? It's like, it knows when I'm waking up in the morning. It's crazy.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about this real quick. A bunch of people ask me, like, in the comments, like, whenever I, like, tell you to get off your phone while you're in school, or, like, you need to be in bed or whatever right now, or, like, wake up, get out of bed. It's like, how do you know? You're a teenager. I was exactly like you, dude. Like, I know exactly what you're doing. Also, you're not really going to be scrolling on TikTok while you're driving a car or out in public. You're going to be scrolling on TikTok when you're laying in bed or before it's bedtime. So, like, people are like, how do you always know? That's just how I know. And you're a teenager. You're going to be scrolling on TikTok on your phone during school. I would have. Like, I know for a fact I would have. And half of my followers, I'm pretty sure the majority of my followers are still in school. So, and I don't care if school is still virtual. You're still on your phone while you're in school. Like, you're supposed to be learning, even though you may not ever use that crap in real life. Like, I mean, I've never had to use how to break down an equation. So, I mean, the only thing I've had to use was the freaking Pythagorean theorem, and that was it. But yeah, like, still, you gotta listen. Like,
yeah. If a listener is going through anxiety or depression, what would you tell them?
So when you sent me the list of questions, this one, I thought about it a lot. When I was in high school, I was not in the best mental state, to be honest, like, at all. Anxiety was high. I was not the happiest at all. I was just not emotionally okay. And I had lost, the thing that kind of brought me back was I had lost a friend in high school. His name was Tevin. It was the hardest day of my entire life, hardest week. I remember just sitting out in the hallway in tears. And one of my teachers came up to me. His name was Rob. And Rob knew Tevin a lot. And I knew Rob really well. He's a family friend of ours. And so I was just kind of sitting out there. And he comes over to me, asked me how I was doing. He's like, not the best right now. But the one thing he told me, he was like, look, everything's going to be okay. Everything happens for a reason. And that saying has stuck with me forever. It has gotten me through the toughest of times. Like, whenever I think, like, why is this happening to me? Like, I bet a bunch of the listeners, if you guys are struggling with depression or anxiety, I bet your number one question is like, why me? Why is this happening to me? Just know that everything happens for a reason. You gotta have the mindset of waking up the next day, knowing that it's a new day. It's basically like starting over. Yeah, the problems are still there, but you can start over. It's a new day. One thing that helped me a lot was waking up in the morning and saying, hey, look, like, made it to another day. Like, congrats, you did it. Pat myself on the back and left the house and was happy. It was great. But I know there's a lot of, I have followers that have DM'd me before and have actually told me, like, my videos have, like, saved them and that I, like, have helped them through some hard times. And I, a lot of people don't think that I read those types of things, but I do. I read them. And there's times that I don't know, like, what to say to it. Like, what do you even say to that? But you just gotta like keep pushing through it. There's nothing I can really say that'll make it all better, to make it go away. Cause it won't, it'll be with you forever. And that sucks, but just come to terms with it. Yes. There are times where that it's appropriate for you to be sad, and you can definitely go cry by yourself. Like, that works a lot, but don't let it get in the way. Like, treat depression as like a bully. You don't want to be bothered by it. Tell it to go away. Tell it to leave. Not like, be like, not today. When you wake up in the morning, be like, not today. Today's not the day. And if it, sometimes it'll work and sometimes it won't. Sometimes you don't even have like the mindset to even tell yourself no, like, not today, because it's all up in your head, and it's hard to change your mindset. And it took me years to figure that out. But you'll get through it. Everything will be fine. Everything works out in the end. Everything happens for a reason. It'll all be good.
Wow. That was great. Thanks so much. That was really deep right there. Yeah. I think kids really need to hear that and know that people survive. People go through hard times and challenges, but everyone survives, and you can just take the day. You can, even if you're struggling day to day, you just take the day one step at a time. And yeah, that's all that matters.
Yeah. I mean, look, you freaking made it through 2020, like the worst year that any of us have probably ever lived. You made it. Like, I feel like that deserves a gold star and a freaking high five. Like, heck yeah, dude.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yep, 2020 is finally over. I think we're all happy about
that. I know. Freaking hallelujah.
I got one more question okay. That I just thought of. So you have a lot of followers, obviously, and I think a lot of people probably look up to you, at least harder to. Well, I'm assuming you do, right,
Carter? Yeah.
Okay, well, I do. And what would you say to your 15, well, like your high schooler self? If you could like redo anything, what would you redo or say to yourself?
Holy crap, dude, that's a good question. Oh. If I could go back to my 15-year-old self. Oh. I'd just basically tell myself everything's going to work out. You're going to be happy. Like, it'll be great. Because when I was 15, yeah, I had no idea what I was going to do with my life. Yeah, I had no idea where I was going to go. Yeah, I was a little bit not emotionally okay. But, like, I was still living. I was still there. Like, I think I would just tell myself that everything's going to be good. And, like, before you know it, dude, you're going to be in the happiest, like, mindset you've ever been in years. Like, it'll be great. Just keep pushing through it.
And that's great. That was really deep and really good.
Well, I don't think we want to keep you any longer.
No, it's good.
So, yeah, thank you again. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. Yeah,
you've shared a lot of things that just high school kids need to know about, and yeah, it's been great. We really appreciate someone like you that has a lot of followers and just spending time with us to grow our podcast.
Dude, of course, no problem. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, listeners, if you aren't following him on TikTok or on Instagram, check him out. I will put a link in the show notes. So, yeah. Again, thank you so much.
Of course. No problem.
And maybe again, sometime in the future, we can do another interview, follow up.
Dude, I'd be so down.
Sweet.
I'd be so down.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Wow, that was the best interview we've ever had.
It was amazing, and he is such a cool guy.
Such a cool guy. That was, that helped me a lot.
Yeah, it was just like inspiring and just
inspirational.
Uplifting. Like what we always say, the warm and fuzzies and the
warm and fuzzies.
Not yeah, there's actually a lot of brain giggles too, or brain chuckles.
Brain chuckles.
Remember, I said brain chuckles a couple
episodes. Oh yeah, ago? Yeah.
Yeah, just a lot of warm and fuzzies, and he's a really like solid guy. Like you know, yeah. like he's not just like a fake person just trying to do the TikTok stuff. Like,
not trying to play a role.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good
like way to put it. Like, Charlie D'Amelio, Addison Rae, all those guys up there. Yeah. Like, he cares about people, not just the followers, not just for the followers. He cares about the followers.
Yeah,
like when he talked about trying to keep up with the notifications as much as he can, and he just couldn't take it anymore. Like, I don't know if that was his exact words were, but...
Yeah, and, like, the anxiety and depression we talked about, because, like, that just helps a lot of people out there. Like, people need to take anxiety and depression seriously and just know that there is a tomorrow and there is ways of getting around it. And you just need to find the places that you can just, like, let it all out and just stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, he really helped, I think, like... Just kudos to him for getting on. I really appreciate it.
We really, really appreciate it, Dallin. If you're listening, thank you a lot.
Check out his Instagram TikToks and Instagrams. They're the TikToks are so funny. Yeah.
Honestly, end up on my For You page every day.
Yeah.
Every single day.
They're awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode. I think it's going to be a bit of a long one. So.
Yeah. So hopefully you guys like it. Hopefully you stay till the end. Yeah, it was great. If you guys want to be interviewed or if you know someone that you would like to have them interviewed, just go to the website, thehighschoollife.com, go to the contact page, and fill out the contact form, and we'll see it, and we'll get back to you guys.
Yep, we read every single one, unless it's spam or inappropriate. Yep.
Yes.
So don't be any of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll see you next time at next episode. So, yeah.
Goodbye.
And good night.